Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, you give us new birth in the waters of baptism. You anoint us with oil and you nourish us at your table with heavenly food. In your goodness and mercy, dispel the shadows of evil and death and lead us along safe paths that we may rest securely in you and dwell in the house of the Lord now and forever. For your name's sake, amen.
A reading from John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida and in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thank you.
O God, you take us as we are, but do not leave us where we are. In your grace, we receive boldness and humility, and in your presence, we receive comfort and peace. We ask for all we need this day, so we may dare to embody the gospel of Jesus this day and always. Amen.
Bless our days and our deeds with peace. Amen.
Before our postlude for this morning, we wanted to share one brief announcement. One, for the sake of sharing information, two, to give our cantor at least 20 seconds to make it towards the bell choir, so 19, 18, 17, 16. You will notice at the bottom, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Jazz Justice and the Journey of Tradition," an exciting event that we have coming up here in Christ Chapel, part of the Loeffler Lecture. You'll see on Saturday, April 11th, the lecture will be taking place at 4:30 p.m., followed by Jazz Vespers, and on Sunday, the Theodicy Jazz Collective will be remaining with us for that day to be assisting us with worship leadership that day. So it's going to be an exciting weekend here in Christ Chapel. It looks like Chad has made it over there in time. I am done. God bless you this day.